It's Fairhope Film Festival time. With us on Community Contact is Mary Reiser, organizer and extraordinaire with the Fairhope Film Festival. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Laurie. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you. It slipped up on us quickly. You've got some famous movie makers coming in town and some excellent movies with a lot of venues and choices of how to see them, whether it be live or online. So want to have you in to tell us all about it.
Thank you, Laurie. This year's a little bit different. We've got the venues we've had to cut in half how many people can sit there, so we had to sell tickets online. We have no other way to know how many people will be attending. That being said, if they're not sold out or at their limit, we will definitely have tickets for sale at the door. All you need to do is bring cash, $15, or your credit card, and we'll take that. And the movies are excellent. And this year, we're Friday, day and night at USABC and Coastal. And then Saturday, we include the library in that lineup with South and Coastal. The library on Saturday, we're just utilizing it this year with four events or movies, two movies and two talks, and they are all excellent. You need to be there. The panels are free, but we still need you to go online and get a seat, because the seats will definitely be reserved, and there are only 55 seats at the library. Mm-hmm. So those are going very fast.
Now, when you say panels, tell us what you mean.
Well, at 10 o'clock, we have The Genius of Music, and Dr. Jay Dean, who's a symphony conductor extraordinaire from Mississippi, who just moved to the area, has consented to give a wonderful talk on music in the movies, throughout the history of movies, and the importance of music and referencing the different composers and playing the music. So that'll be super interesting.
That's very impressive.
Yes, and then that's followed by a movie about Bill Traylor, who was an American, African-American, Alabama folk artist, and that's very interesting. And then at 1 o'clock, we have a panel of three guys. Two of them are from Cross Creek Pictures, which is, it's a movie production house out of Louisiana. However, they are one of the biggest players now. They're kind of new. They started, their first movie was Black Swan, and they've done Hacksaw Ridge and lots of others that you've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, their first one, Black Swan, won 5 Oscars.
Wow.
So they
put them on the map,
good,
didn't it?
Yeah. And last year they had the Trial of the Chicago 7, which won 1 or 2 Oscars, and they're major players. They, of course, fly back and forth to Los Angeles, and with them, CAA, which is the largest agency representing actors in the movie business in the world, they're flying somebody in here on their private plane to also join them at this panel. So that's going to be super interesting.
You
We've never had people like this before.
Some heavy hitter movie makers.
But, yeah, and it, like I say, it's free, but the seats are limited. It's at 1 o'clock on Saturday at the library. The seats are limited, so you have to go online at our website, fairhopefilmfestival.org. That's where all the tickets are.
I've got that open right now. If you're listening and can access fairhopefilmfestival.org, you'll be able to learn everything that you need to know, including that free panel. One of my favorite events, too, with the festival is the red carpet party.
The red carpet party is going to be so great this year, because we're all so anxious to get outside and have a party. And it'll be on Summit Street right outside of our office. And we have a wonderful band, Journey to Mars. We had them 2 years ago, and people liked them so much that they brought back by request. And we have wonderful food, and we give away the awards. This year, we have some jurors, Max Mori from the Crescent Theater, and Charles E. Atkins and Monty Wills from there in the film business and in real estate business in Montgomery. They moved there from Los Angeles. And Charles E. was very big, and she created The Help. She worked on that. Anyway, and Monty was Matthew McConaughey's roommate all through college. So anyway, there are some connections there.
Absolutely.
There are our shorts jurors, and we will be giving away awards for the shorts Saturday night at the red carpet party. And then you can see those shorts Sunday night at our drive-in out at Oak Hollow Farms.
Tell us about that. That sounds so much fun. A drive-in movie event featuring the shorts, which is the selection I always attend. It's like a vignette of short movies. What, 10, 15 minutes each?
Yeah,
and you play a half a dozen of them?
Shorts are like poems, you know. The shorter it is, the better it needs to be.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think. Anyway, and many of the shorts guys will be here. I think we have 8 shorts and 6 of the filmmakers will be here. So that's fun. They'll do a Q&A following their shorts. And then we'll have a little break and we will show a movie, 23 Walks, which is a British middle-age plus love story
about how they met walking
yeah.
their dogs
walking their dogs
23 times.
Yes,
oh, I have that's
right,
just so romantic,
right.
I love that.
And we have, you can bring your own food and beverage, or we have whacked out Wiener's truck, food truck there. It's at Oak Hollow. We did this last year in lieu of the festival, but this year it's going to be our closing night. It was so popular.
And then don't you also have some online events if
folks
don't want to get out, that they can participate and see some things online by signing up at fairhopefilmfestival.org?
Exactly. We have 20 films and 10 of them will be also virtual, so you can watch them at home. And we've got a little video online that'll show you how to do that if you have questions. It's really pretty easy. You just get the app L Event and you buy the ticket for the virtual on our site, and then you can go into it on your smart TV or your computer or your laptop and or your telephone and watch the movie there in your privacy.
And this event is different in many ways from the past due to the pandemic. 4 events that are inside, you are asking for masks to be worn or requiring masks to be worn.
Yes, it's not so much that we require it, but the venues require it. And I think it's safer anyway if you're going to be inside because you don't know who's vaccinated. So we are doing a temperature check at the door. Of course, we have a place to wash your hands and all of the usual and keep the distance. We have the rows separated, every other row. We couldn't separate every other seat because we know people want to sit together, but we do have it by every other row. And they're very spaced out at the library. They're used to showing movies there. So it's all very different for us. I know people are having a little hard time with it, but it's just the way we have to do things now.
Another difference is you used to sell tickets that you could hold in your hand, and now you're doing all of it online with some exception.
All of it online, really no exceptions, unless you buy the ticket at the door.
So, and I can remember that in the past, you could show up in case there was space. You may take a risk on whether or not you could get in a particular...
It's better to go online and purchase your ticket, and then it'll show up on your phone, or you can print it off your computer and bring it. It'll have that code that we will scan, our volunteers will scan. But everything is smaller. We have half the movies we've usually had, half the venues, half the volunteers. Twice the fun. Twice the good movies, too. It was... there haven't been many movies made because of COVID, Laurie, but the ones we found are terrific. These are great movies.
Let's go back a little bit with the history. Well, let me just say we're speaking with Mary Reiser here at WABF of the Fairhope Film Festival. You're founder, director, volunteer, you're all of it.
This was
you and I think John Gaucher or someone's idea.
Yeah, John Gaucher and Phil Norris and for 14 years I showed movies here in town. We called it the Fairhope Film Series and created the little theater at South Alabama. And then when we started all watching Netflix, we decided that time had come to end that. That was 24 nights a year of my volunteering time. And so anyway, then those two guys and I decided to do this. But so I've done it. And we have some wonderful volunteers. We have a committee of about 20 people. And during the festival, we've had up to 200 volunteers at a time to put it on. This year, we only have about 50. Well, including the party, we probably have 60 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And still have that same committee. John and Phil are no longer, they were just there the first year.
But you travel to other film festivals throughout the United States and even abroad, is that right? In order to select these films.
That's right. The Donut King, which I don't think people are really realizing because maybe the trailer's not good enough, but that's one of the top ones we have, and I saw that in Europe this year. It's about Cambodian refugees that came to California and got in the donut business, and then all of a sudden they're the leading donut. It's just an all-American how people come here and uh-huh. can do really well. But yes, we go to we travel to film festivals everywhere and get the best films we can to bring here to Fairhope because we have a quality audience and they need quality films. This is not a place where people bring their films to sell because it's not that kind of market like uh-huh. some of the other places like Sundance. But it is a market where I think people from here are sophisticated and like good films.
And not just from here. At least before the pandemic, you had a lot of people come from out of state all over the United States.
Yes, we've had people from there used to be a guy from Alaska that came every year.
Cool.
I haven't seen any sign of his coming this year, but yeah, this is, you know, COVID's changed everything. We haven't been able to go to any film festivals to get films this year, but we've watched three of them virtually,
mm-hmm.
the same way that we're offering to our audience.
Okay, so once again, fairhopefilmfestival.org. What's tonight or today?
Nothing is today. We usually do Thursday okay. and opening night, but last night the Fairhope Brewery was so kind and they're supporting us. It was all on them, and they showed Miracle Valley and had the director Greg Cicero here.
Okay.
And that was a wonderful event at the Fairhope Brewery. But today and tonight, there's really nothing. It's really going to kick off tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, the first film is the one I mentioned, The Donut King, at 10 o'clock. And so it's really Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Besides
okay.
a drive-in, we have two movies Sunday at USABC.
That's the University of South Alabama, Baldwin County campus. They've got a lovely theater back there off of Bayview.
It's on Summit in St. James.
Mm-hmm. And then the Fairhope Film Festival office, you have a nice theater.
Yeah,
although be a little small, are you able to show some there?
We're not, because we just felt like it's too close with
right.
COVID. But
mm-hmm.
once COVID's over, if there's ever such a time, we'll go back to that. We show monthly movies there, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
That's a great spot.
It's something we're offering, too, on our website is memberships. And a lot of people are taking advantage of this. They get to get six movies, one ticket to the party, and our four movies that we show in the spring in our office. We have just a little office, and we have 40 seats. It's very intimate. It's very nice.
And
we have refreshments that come with your ticket price, and it's a lot of fun. People love it. So we're selling a lot of those memberships. So
because
that's something to look at too on the website.
This is a mission of love and volunteerism. I mean, you don't make money off of this.
No, it's a non-profit.
You spend money to make it, and you have sponsors and
we have
donors.
Some wonderful
yes.
sponsors and supporters, and a lot of the local people that come sponsor too. And you'll see their names when they've given a certain amount of money. It'll say the movie's sponsored by.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that means. And then we have some lovely sponsors that have been with us the whole time, the whole 9 years.
Wonderful.
And new ones yeah. every year.
FairhopeFilmFestival.org. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you, Laura.
Mary Reiser, we appreciate the information, and we hope lots of folks can enjoy at least one or more of those events.